when we know each situation is different, but want to know how Cedar Park Daycare is gearing up for the reopening of daycares.
I'm pretty well prepared, except for whatever the health and safety people tell us that we need to do. As soon as we had to close, I totally did. We repainted, we recleaned, we sterilized everything, and nobody's been in a daycare since. There's two emergency daycare centers. They had documents that they were following, so I went through the documents. And I did things such as I put away all the dress-up clothes, all of our dolls, all those types of things that can't be sterilized so easily. They're all put away for now. So pretty well any toy I have out can be sterilized immediately. And now it's just going to be a matter of the health unit coming in and saying, okay, this is what your rules are, and then we're ready to rock and roll. The difference will be is that we are not going to have the same amount of children. So they're saying, the government is saying, you can have 10 people, that's staff and children, in a quote-unquote defined space.
You say that you're ready. What advice would you give for parents to get ready to drop their kids off to you?
Well, the big thing is it's going to be quote-unquote the new norm. So with the emergency daycares right now, the parents cannot go into the center. They're meeting the parents outside the center, asking particular questions, where have you been, probably those type of things. Children are getting their temperature taken. Then you're bringing the children in the center, and that's kind of how it goes. No, at the emergency daycares, the adults, the parents and stuff do not enter the center. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I called all my parents immediately because, of course, everybody wants to get in, told them what was happening and explained to them that, you know, I may not be able to take everybody. This is how it's going to be different when you come to the door, those type of things. But personally, once I know, I'm just going to call all my parents and let them know.
Gwen, how do you decide what parent? How do you decide what kid?
I'm not sure. That hasn't been determined yet. It's really not up to me. I think it's going to be the ministry saying, okay, this is kind of how we have to do this, or we're going to work together as a unit to decide who has to do this. I'm assuming it will be the working parents first.
Yeah,
I'm assuming. Right now, what is happening is for me and quite a few of the daycare centers, we have students, parents that are students that go to college and university. Well, right now, that's not happening, so they wouldn't require a daycare.
When you're at capacity, how many kids do you have?
I'm licensed for 36, and I was full at 36. So I have 26 preschoolers and 10 before and after school age.
Wow, this is going to be different for Cedar Park Daycare, isn't it?
Very, very, very. But I mean, you just got to go. There's nothing we can do about it. Got to do the best you can, and things will get better. You just got to be positive and do the best you can.
Here's why we're completely different. I would go based on who slides the biggest envelope into my coat pocket.
I totally know it. We're not allowed.
I'm just saying at the Chris Byrne Daycare Center, if you show up with a briefcase handcuffed to your wrist, then your child's getting in first.